Business English Power, Episode 47. Aloha and welcome to Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've got a great episode today. We're going to get right back into our business English skills. Today we're going to talk about telephoning. Telephoning in the workplace, business calls. Okay, how can you make a call and leave a message? Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today. Really, really good stuff. So you want to make sure you're subscribed to Business English Power so you don't miss a single episode. So please subscribe in Apple Podcasts and follow in Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict, wherever you are listening to Business English Power. And I would appreciate that. Please leave a 5-star rating if you have a couple of seconds to spare. And if you have a minute or so to spare, please consider leaving a review. And I would love to hear from you there. All right. So today, again, we're going to talk about telephoning. So this is a very challenging topic for a lot of students because, well, there's a lot of factors at play, right? I think one of them is that, of course, we cannot see the other person face-to-face if we're not doing a video call. So I think for the purposes of this lesson, we're going to talk about, regular telephone call. So we cannot see the other person, so we have to rely on our ear very heavily. Okay? Now, the advantage of the phone call is that, well, the same thing. We cannot see the other person. So that means if you want, you can have a little cheat sheet, as we call it, by your phone. What is a cheat sheet? So that is basically a list of useful phrases that you can have, right with you at your desk if you work at a desk, and right next to your phone if you have an office phone, so that you never need to worry about remembering or having to come up with certain special phrases. And the other good part about telephoning is that, as I've mentioned many, many times here, is that telephoning really hasn't changed a lot over the years in terms of the language. Okay, of course, yeah, we all have smartphones these days. The technology has certainly changed. However, the phrases that we use have not. Okay, so once you get a couple of key phrases down, you really, really can be a strong and confident caller on the phone. So what we're going to do today is we're going to be the person that is making the call. And if you want more on the receiving end, check out some other episodes where we go into that. And I'm going to give you some more resources later on. But this time we're going to talk about making the call and then also leaving a message. And that's what we're going to focus on. So let's get ready and let's get into it. Now, the first thing when we are the caller to keep in mind is, well, we need to know who are we calling? Okay, what's the purpose? Why are we calling this company or this person? Okay, so yeah, of course, these days we may have access to the direct line, but in the case where you need to call, maybe you only have a company line. Okay, so you don't know who's going to answer the phone. Okay, there's certain situations where that is going to happen. So you give a call. Now they're going to answer the phone, hello or good morning, or they're going to give you some greeting. And now, what are you going to say? What's the first thing you're going to say? Well, in English, the natural first thing, of course, you want to greet back. Say, oh, hello, good morning, or whatever the greeting is. And then you want to get right into the purpose. Now, let's say you don't know who is on the other line, so you need to ask for the person that you would like to speak to. So let's imagine that you are calling for Tom Smith. Yeah, just a name I just made up. Yeah. Tom Smith. And now, we want to ask for him. So how do we do that? What is the easiest way to do that? Do you know? Well, the basic, most easy way to do that I know is simply, and professional way, of course, is to ask, could I speak to Tom Smith, please? Okay, so you just put it in that phrase. Could I speak to, and then the person's name, please. Okay, so if you want to follow along or practice with me, please repeat after me. Could I speak to Tom Smith, please? Okay, very good. One more time. Could I speak to Tom Smith, please? Okay, great. Very, very good. Now, of course, I can read your mind. I know you, many of you are asking a couple of questions here. Now, the first question you're asking is, well, Al, how about may I speak to? That's what I learned before. Certainly, you can use may I speak to Tom Smith, please? No problem. Okay, just practice one. Just choose one of them and become very, very confident at it. Okay, so you don't need to look at any, you know, notes, that you can just spit it out very, very confidently, very smoothly. Just practice that again and again. Just choose one of them to start, and once you have it down, then go to the next one. Either one of them is fine. Okay, could I or may I? Either way is fine. So could I speak to Tom Smith, please? Okay, very good. Now, the other question I think you're probably asking now is, well, Al, don't I need to introduce myself first? Okay. Well, you may or may not need to do that depending on the situation. Now, typically in an English, we'll call it American style call, you don't necessarily need to introduce yourself right away. You may want to if that's, you know, what you, your desire in that particular instance, but you don't necessarily need to because, you know, chances are that person's just going to transfer you and you won't, you know, need to really introduce yourself to that person. Now, if it's a smaller office or smaller company, maybe they want to know so they can, you know, have that information to transfer on to Tom later. Okay, so again, it just is going to depend on the situation. But in the essence, instance that you want to introduce yourself, very simply, right? So this is your name from company name. Very simple. Yeah? So for example, I'll just use my example. This is Al Slagle from ABC Company. Okay, so of course, fill in your name and fill in your company name. And that's it. Okay, so this is, so remember this is, okay? This is Al Slagle from ABC Company. Okay, so that's it. So the introduce yourself. Now, that is it. You know, we're going to keep this very basic, okay, for now. That's all you really need to make sure you are starting the call off on the right foot. And so you get in touch with the right person. Now, the important part here is, well, what if they are not available? Okay, so we still really need to contact them. How do we leave a message? Okay, so how do we do that? So this is one thing that we really need to get down because that person, Tom Smith in this case, may not be there. So let's say the other person says, oh, sorry, he's not available. What are we going to say? Okay. Well, let's say maybe they offer to take a message. Oh, could I take a message? And then what do you say next? Okay. Well, you'd probably say, yes, please, or something like that. Yes, yes, please. Yes, I'd like to. Okay. Now, what is the message? What are you going to say for the message? Well, the most common message, you have to think about what do you want Tom to do? You know, how to reply to you. Well, you definitely, usually, well, it's up to you, but you want him typically to call you back, right? You want a call back from him. And so the most standard message is going to be, oh, could you ask him to call me back? Okay, so let's practice that one again. So could you ask him to call me back? Okay, so let's practice it. Please repeat after me. Could you ask him to call me back? Okay, very good. One more time. Could you ask him to call me back? Okay, excellent job. Now, maybe it's a female. Maybe it's a woman you're trying to reach. And to switch it. Could you ask her to call me back? Okay, very good. One more time. Could you ask her to call me back? Okay, great. So again, that is the message right there. And there's nothing else. I mean, of course, you can switch it around. Maybe you want him to email you or you want him to send you some file or something like that, right? So you can just amend it. Could you ask him to email me? Could you ask him to send me the file? Yeah, whatever the message is. But it's always going to be, could you ask him or could you ask her to blah, blah, blah. Okay. And just to keep it simple, if you want to call back, could you ask him to call me back? Okay. Now, that is the basics. Okay. So that's, we're cutting it really simple here. Okay. So you ask for someone and then leave a message. So those two things when you are the caller. Now, so we're going to stop with that today. So that's enough to practice. Okay. So practice those phrases. Now, if you want to go a little bit more in depth, okay, we're going to be launching our academy here very soon. We're going to go more in depth on telephoning, and we're going to go more into this topic. So if you want to find out a little bit deeper, you want to go more advanced, then check that out, because it's going to be coming out very soon. Go to businessenglishpower.com to sign up for announcements. Okay, and I would love to see you there. And yeah, we're really going to knock this topic out of the park. It's going to be awesome. So you don't want to miss it. Okay? But for now, those are, phrases that you can use to get by for now. Okay, but to go a little bit deeper, check out what we have coming up. And that's going to be also talking about the receiving of the call, which I guess is the more challenging part of the call. So we're going to go more in depth on that. So check that out. But we're going to wrap that up here for today. So making a call and also leaving a message. Thanks so much for joining me today. We're going to keep putting out episodes here, fast and furious, Business English Power style. We're going to talk about business English skills. We're going to talk about current events. And we're going to talk about how to level up your life, because that's what we love to do here at Business English Power. So again, my name is Al Sensei. Thanks so much for joining us. And remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.